are about 4 miles downstream from Cloverdale River Park. I'm actually standing on several boulders and large chunks of bedrock. The water's flowing through. It's not a rushing river that many people see, and it's really a stunningly beautiful environment. Full sun, lots of willows, and this is the first day where we've actually had clear water. We can see the bottom.
What's different about the second 3 days?
Frankly, as soon as you enter Sonoma County, the river is stunningly beautiful. There are high cliffs several hundred feet above the water, straight out of the water. Today's river is much more gradual. The rapids, as we get into the middle reach from Cloverdale for the next 3 days down to Steelhead Beach and Forestville, start to lessen, but we still are having a number of Class 2, once in a while Class 3 rapids that we're paddling through. This stretch of river has got big views up towards the Myakamas, and you can see lots of the gray pine, the high, dry meadows, and the oak landscape. And then out to our west, we're looking up at some of the conifers that take the ridge as you go toward the ocean.
How would you characterize the health of the river in this stretch that you're going through these 3 days?
Well, the stretch of river that we paddled through Mendocino was a little surprising, actually. Highly channelized, lots of riprap, extremely turbid. And now, south of Cloverdale, you're really paddling once again through a pastoral landscape. The farms, the vineyards, the private ranches are within view. And at the same time, when you're in this river pocket, you feel like you are tasting a bit of wilderness. There's aspects of river health here, bird life, fish life in the shallows, and then looking up at mature oak trees, walnuts, cottonwood, towering well above the river. It's quite a beautiful scene.
Is the focus of this particular section, these 3 days, more an appreciation of what we've got and the need to protect it rather than a call for remediation?
The focus of this stretch is simply to see the continuum that is the Russian River from Coyote Dam down to Jenner. All of us together today, Sonoma County Farm Bureau, the Sonoma Resource Conservation District, Pepperwood Preserve, Land Paths, Riverkeeper, County Supervisor Gore, of course, many of us are paddling this stretch of river for the first time. And what we're seeing is that the river in many places has been left alone. There's nice gravel bars, boulder formations, bird life plentiful, aspects of a healthy river, and frankly something we'd like to see here and in other reaches as we go forward.
Now, when we spoke in the earlier reach up in Mendocino County, one of the issues that we touched on was trying to create more access. How much of a focus is that here?
Sonoma County Regional Parks has been putting in a number of access points over the years. We are quite far between access points today, our put-in being Cloverdale River Park, and then we have a 19-mile paddle until we get out at Alexander Valley Bridge and stay the night at the campground. So there's definitely a need for more access points so that more people can enjoy this very bucolic stretch of river, and frankly, one that is easily paddled by most boaters.